Good afternoon, everyone. Well, certainly a decent start to the trading week for our market. In fact, the ASX 200 on Monday rose by 19 points or a quarter of a percent to 7,381. So it means we're not only coming off the back of two straight weeks of gains, we've also had three straight days of improvement as well. Now, having said that, it was quite a rocky ride to get here today. In fact, we started off slowly. We'll hit a low in the first 30 minutes of the day. Then the market went on a bit of a rally for about 60 minutes and we're up as much as 0.5% at around noon. And then at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the market started to fade. And that seemed to coincide with a number of underwhelming figures on the state of China's economy, our largest trading partner, of course. So we had figures missing the mark when it comes to economic growth for the September quarter, but also for the month of September, production and investment in China was a little softer than expected as well. So they've been impacted by things like lockdowns recently, electricity shortages as well, which has meant that some factories have had to shut temporarily and also has made energy much more expensive. And then also government measures to cool the property market has been something else that's just kept, you know, construction quite weak, broadly speaking. So markets did fade for most of the afternoon in the final 3 hours of the session before just spiking in the final few minutes to just keep us positive for at least the third straight day. But let's take a look at how the different sectors and stocks did today. A number of outperformers today. Resource stocks were some of the best, actually. And this had quite a bit to do with surging commodity prices, at least some commodities. So the price of zinc rose 8.2%, nickel and copper rose around 4%, and then we had gains around 2% for aluminium, lead, and also tin. Now, that seemed to coincide with rising energy prices and basically concerns that energy shortages in places like China and Europe could result in a fall in production in other commodities like industrial metals. So that's what we saw in the past day. Now, one of the world's largest zinc producers said that it would need to reduce output at three of its European smelters by around 50% because of soaring electricity prices. So this is certainly something to continue to keep an eye on. But what it did see today is gains across most of the mining stocks. Companies like Oz Minerals rose strongly. Nickel Mines was up quite impressively. South32 jumped. But some of the larger players like BHP and Rio also finished higher. Plenty of M&A activity, takeover talks, the sale of assets as well around the region today. Oil and gas company Senex Energy rose a good 15%. That's after saying it's in talks to be taken over by a South Korean company. Shares in Class, which is a software group, rose 61% today. And that's after saying it's agreed to a takeover by Hub24. We had Superloop as well, lifting about 22%. Sounds like a cereal, but it's not. It basically engages in the development of telco infrastructure across the region. And not only did it sell its Hong Kong operations, but some of its assets in Singapore as well at a premium price. So its shares jumped on that news. And finally, Premium rose 7%. This is a provider of platforms to wealth managers and advisors. And it seemed to jump today after handing down some record numbers for the past quarter. Having said that, there were a number of underperformers today. We had concerns about inflation, basically pushing longer-term bond yields higher. So higher interest rates can certainly be a negative for those high growth stocks, especially when it comes to valuations. So tech stocks, for example, like Afterpay, WiseTech, Xero, they mainly fell backwards today, Infomedia outside of that space was down 15% after its chief executive resigned, and shares in Buy Now, Pay Later group Zip also dropped back despite an 89% lift in revenue for the past quarter. We had Cochlear car sales and close to 60 companies paying out their dividends to investors. And Temple & Webster also dropped back about 3%, despite saying that it's had a relatively strong start to this financial year. But keep in mind that it's AGM, it did say that, but this is a company that quadrupled in share price last year because of the acceleration of online furniture sales due to the pandemic. So that's important just to note. Now tonight, industrial production figures out of the United States, the Aussie dollar, a bit softer today at 74 US. Enjoy the evening, everyone.